From the JM Bell and Friends studio in Salt Lake City, Utah, this is the JM Bell Podcast Broadcast.
Welcome to another installment of the JM Bell Podcast Broadcast. My name is Jeff. I am your host. I am very, very happy to announce a partnership between JMBell.org and the Sidetracks, Jason and Craig. They're going to be helping out here from time to time, doing podcasts of their own. I'm looking forward to working with them. I hope that you will stay through to the end of this episode to hear their first installment. It's neat when local bloggers can get together and start working for not only our medium, but for each other to help better broadcast our message to a greater and more diverse group of people. Anyway, I'm very excited about it. I hope you'll stick around and listen. Jason has a wonderful voice. Really. Local news is hard to take. It's both bitter and joyous. This week marked the passing of a personal hero of mine in Senator Ed Main. I've only known Senator Main for a few years, and that's due mostly to the fact that the mass of my political experience took place in other states. But I feel a palpable sense of loss for all the years that I might have known him instead of the years that I did. When I left the Democratic Party in early 2007, Senator Main was the only elected official in Utah who called to let me know that he was sorry I'd been chased off. He thanked me for my hard work, he complimented me on the quality of it, and he told me that the party was losing a valuable asset. And it was just another of an infinite number of simple gestures that Senator Main gifted upon the people that he knew. And it shows what a class act the man was, and the example that he set for everybody who knew him. Now, I'll miss Senator Main in a completely unoriginal way. I'm going to miss him in a way that thousands of people will miss him, as the complete statesman, as a shining personality, and as a man who set the bar of public discourse and public service so very high that it often seems unobtainable. And I will miss him, along with tens of thousands of others, for his efforts on behalf of the hardworking Utahn and their family, the underprivileged, the unemployed, the homeless, the sick, the infirm, and the elderly. Mostly, though, and most personally, I will miss him for his love of dogs and his easy accessibility when dogs were what you wanted to talk about. One of the reasons that I find I was so fond of Ed in the short time that I knew him was how completely brave he was and how foresighted he looked after the fact. Coming into the end of the 2006 election cycle, I had put together a series of could-be radio ads to use if we could find the money. Now, Democratic candidates across the state were fighting off millions of dollars of money from the voucher folks and the Republicans, and Senator Main found the money to run the majority of these ads, but there was one in particular that I had thrown on to be kind of funny that he laughed at and that he loved, and let me know that this particular commercial would be played if he were to find the money to run them. And this is that commercial.
Utah Democratic Party is responsible for the content of this ad.
Do you remember where you used to hear that the party was more important than the people? Secret meetings, closed-door caucuses, and doing the government's business hidden from public view. Remember? We used to call it the Politburo. But state Republican officials say that this is the way to do the people's business. So how do you know if you're being represented when everything is done in secret? You don't.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
This year, break the sickle. I mean, the cycle. Vote Democratic. Now, how many elected officials do you know that would hear something like that and say, run with it, unconditionally? I'm going to miss you, Senator.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go...
I have a couple pieces of news for everybody this week. The first of all is It looks like sometime in the next 2 weeks, we will be moving into the audio recording studio of Defenestrate Films. They're very generously letting us use their recording space, like I said, sometime in the next couple of weeks, to improve the quality of the podcast broadcast. This is a move that we had expected back in September that we didn't get, and I apologize for the three of you who were desperately waiting for me to pull this off. One of the benefits of our partnership with Defenestrate Films is our availability to publish the video podcasting that I had promised would come out in November. There have been some construction delays. Things are taking a little bit more time. We were just soundproofing the studio this weekend. Sometime in late January, we will have both the weekly broadcast of the podcast broadcast and an every other week broadcast of the video podcasting. I hope that you'll enjoy them. I doubt I will. Now, as I mentioned at the top of this episode, jmbell.org and the podcast broadcast are working with Jason and Craig from The Sidetrack, one of my very favorite blogs, to put in more content than just me sitting here narcissistically babbling on and on and on, which, while that may be one of my favorite things to do, I think this is going to be a little bit more educational. The first one this week is more of a look at technology and its effect on the modern marketplace, done by Jason, one of the writers over at The Sidetrack. And I really hope you enjoy it.
In the last week of November, Amazon.com released the Kindle, the latest attempt to do what many have tried but failed, replacing print media. And despite the $400 price tag, the Kindle may actually have a chance. Slightly smaller than a hardback novel, it touts a 6-inch screen and comes equipped with an internal modem for wireless downloads of media, such as books and magazines, as well as blogs, newspapers, and more. The catch? Only Sprint so far has signed on to offer use of the device through subscription service. According to editors and publisher.com, 11 newspapers now offer text-only content for use with the Kindle, including the New York Times and the Washington Post. Many early reviews have been critical of battery life and button placement, but offer acclaim for the Kindle's intuitive menus, text annotation as you read, and the wireless send and receive capabilities for easy download and communication. Though the success or failure of the Kindle is unpredictable, as many devices before have fallen flat under consumer preference for traditional print media, the continued advancement of such technology reveals more about our changing media and the ways we choose to obtain entertainment and information. Newspapers nationwide are realizing the importance of having a large online presence as they struggle with shrinking revenue from print advertising. Recent polls also show that a growing number of people prefer to receive their information via the internet, using online magazines and blogs with increasing frequency. Disappointment with our traditional media may also be playing a large part in the willingness of consumers to try innovative methods of accessing information. Public opinion polling recently conducted by Harvard University reveals that a majority of Americans feel they are not getting the information they find important from the traditional media. Devices like the Kindle give us a glimpse of a future that provides a much more immediate way to access a diverse pool of news and information, which may revolutionize or even completely circumvent the established media outlets available today. Read more about the Kindle and the Harvard University Media Survey at editorandpublisher.com, newsweek.com, and www.ksg.harvard.edu.
If you'd like to see more from Jason and Craig, you can read their stuff over at thesidetrack.blogspot.com. Now it's December, and that means that Marines are out there trying to collect toys for unfortunate children. Take a minute, take a few dollars, and drop off some toys at your local Marine Corps Toys for Tots drop-off. If you need more information on where to find a drop-off near you, I'll go ahead and link that at www.jmbell.org. Anyway, that's the show for the week. I want to thank everybody for listening, and I want to thank Jason and Craig from The Sidetrack. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope to see you again next week.